We'll focus now on a proposed timber sale in the Applegate Valley. In the terminology of the Federal Bureau of Land Management, it's the Bear Grub Vegetation Management Project, but most of the vegetation is trees. Applegate Valley residents have questions and concerns, including the two we're about to talk to. Luke Rudiger is with the Applegate Neighborhood Network. Hi, Luke. Welcome back to The Exchange.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Marty Paul joins us as well. He's a landowner impacted by the Bear Grub project. Hello, Marty.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good to have you both here. Luke, I notice when I post web articles about these segments that there's always a previous story about a timber sale opposed in the Applegate Valley. Is there a fairly long and contentious history between BLM and the residents there?
Well, folks in the Applegate Valley tend to have a strong environmental ethic. Most of the folks that live out here have actually moved to the area because of the beautiful scenery and the public lands that surround their properties. And so I think there is a premium here in the Applegate Valley placed on not only scenic values, but also ecological values and social values that these public forests represent. So, yeah, there is a lot of concern about public land management in the Applegate Valley, and it's been that way for decades.
Marty Paul, is your land adjacent to the Bear Grub project?
It is. It's immediately adjacent, and that got me involved in opposing Bear Grub once I got into the gritty details of what is actually being proposed.
What are the primary concerns you have, Marty?
Well, as I think Luke will probably speak to in more technical terms, the single biggest issue is the fact that a part of this project is something called group selection logging, which entails clear cuts of up to 4 acres in size that would occupy up to 30% of a given timber sale unit. And after doing some research, I've come to believe that that is absolutely inimical to wildfire management, which is ultimately the stated purpose of Bear Grub vegetation management. But those two concepts are very different.
I should compliment you guys on your level of organization, because you're talking to me the day after you both were co-signers on an op-ed with Luke as the major writer that appeared in the Sunday Mail Tribune, and we have I had 4 emails waiting for me pretty much when I walked in the door this morning. The first one is from Jeanette in Applegate, and she has a particular question about the group selection logging that is talked about in BLM's description of the plans. Why do you believe it is counterproductive to reducing wildfire risks? What is group selection logging, Luke Rudiger?
Well, group selection logging, as Marty said, is essentially a form of incremental or staggered clear-cut logging that removes whole groves of mature forest and large fire-resistant trees. In the Bear Grub timber sale, that includes trees up and over 30 inches in diameter. And as Marty said, that these stands that they'll be logging, they'll be removing or nearly completely removing all the trees in these stands in about 4 acres in size. And that's about roughly the equivalent of 3 football fields. And they'll be doing that across about 30% of a forested stand. And in southwestern Oregon, when forest canopies are cleared like that, woody shrubs, flammable young trees will regenerate in those newly created canopy gaps. And by removing the large trees and drastically opening forest canopies, fire resistance will be reduced, fuel loading will increase, and stands will become more dry, windy, and vulnerable to fast-moving high-severity fires. And we think this is particularly troubling in the Bear Grub timber sale, because many of the stands targeted for logging currently support high levels of fire resistance, which will be negatively affected if key components such as large trees and canopy closure are removed in the Bear Grub timber sale. So part of the reason that we are concerned about the group selection logging is the way that it will increase fire and fuel concerns around our homes here in the Applegate Valley, because this timber sale does surround literally thousands of rural homes and nearby communities in the Applegate Valley and in the watersheds up above Talent and Phoenix, Oregon. So that's one of our primary concerns, is the increase in fire risks that we believe is associated with group selection logging. But we also think it has impacts to wildlife habitats, scenic values, and recreation, because a portion of this timber sale is also proposed along the East Applegate Ridge Trail, which is a really popular recreational hiking trail in this area, and also in the Wellington Wildlands, which is a roadless area near Rouge, Oregon.
We are talking about the Bear Grub Vegetation Management Plan, as it is titled by the Bureau of Land Management in the Applegate Valley. Luke Rudiger and Marty Paul are opposed to it. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Luke, the descriptions that you provide at the Applegate Neighborhood Network site describe Bear Grub almost as a throwback to an earlier time of forest management.
Well, yeah, I mean, what we're seeing is that, you know, historically over the course of the last, say, 20, 30 years here in the Applegate Valley, most of the projects BLM has been promoting have been commercial thinning operations. Many of those have been maintaining a fair amount of canopy and most of the large diameter trees. This project, rather than thinning, of pretty significant number of the units proposed for logging will be implementing this group selection logging prescriptions, and we believe that this is sort of the reintroduction of clear-cut logging on public lands in southwestern Oregon, and we're concerned about the way that that's going to play out for our communities and in the future as this sort of logging is increased on the landscape scale. You know, when we increase fuels across landscapes, then, you know, we're going to basically be seeing the results of that down the road in fire seasons when those young, dense stands that have regenerated in those canopy gaps burn it with more intensity and higher severity than the mature stands that the BLM has replaced through that group selection logging with that younger, denser vegetation.
Marty Paul, as an adjacent landowner, have you been contacted directly by BLM?
Well, interestingly, last November, my wife and I, walking on our daily walk up Woodrat Mountain immediately behind our house, encountered a crew marking trees. It was the first inkling we had of the Bear Grub Project. We were told by the crew, well, stay tuned, you're going to hear a lot more about it. Upon returning home, I called BLM to get more details, and I was told, well, there are no meetings scheduled. There was a letter sent out. I immediately indicated we had not seen such a letter, went on to check with our neighborhood phone tree to see if anybody in our neighborhood had received such a letter, got zero replies indicating notice had been received by our neighbors. And it wasn't really until February when I sent a further letter to BLM, to the Ashland District Office, that I did then receive a follow-up letter that was widely broadcast. It struck me in the interim and in my first conversation that with BLM, I was told, quote, that they were taking a, quote, new approach to NEPA, National Environmental Protection Act regulations. And precisely what that meant, I don't know. However, what has emerged in my mind is that the approach they're taking is one that is extremely stealthy and is not engaging the public in any way. And that, to me, is deeply problematic. When I moved here in 2000, I saw having BLM as my backdoor neighbor as a positive. They would be a buffer to development, and they presumably would operate with good forest management practices, and indeed did. They did some great thinning work early in the 2000s. Bear Grub is an entirely different proposition. And I'd urge people to go to the StopBearGrub.org site to see photographs of what happens after one of these group selection clear cuts in terms of the springing up of brush, the very fuels that will feed our wildfires and make our situations here in the Applegate much worse.
Now, NEPA does require things like environmental impact statements and obviously some public input to the process. Do you see some deviation there, Luke Rudiger?
Well, you know, historically, as I said earlier, the Applegate has been very involved. Folks in the Applegate have been very involved in federal land management planning.
For the Applegate Partnership and the like, yeah, back 30 years.
Yeah, and there what used to be what we call an adaptive management area here in the Applegate, which sort of mandated an increased level of public participation and involvement. And so folks sort of expect to be able to have some sort of input and some sort of direct dialogue with the BLM over these management projects that affect, you know, our quality of life here in the Applegate, our properties, our viewsheds, our wildlife habitat, and the fire risks around our homes. And that's just simply not happening in the Bear Grub timber sale. The Applegate Neighborhood Network has requested on six different occasions have some sort of public meeting or field trip or direct face-to-face interaction with the public about this timber sale, where folks can express their concerns, provide feedback, and hear what the BLM is proposing. And at this point, the BLM has refused to do that. So we're feeling like there's basically a refusal to address those public concerns, while at the same time, the BLM is moving forward, planning the timber sale, marking the timber sale units, and investing in the alternatives that they are developing without that input from the community. So we're really concerned about that, and we're really concerned that that may be the model going forward, and that we're seeing our local BLM implement Trump administration policies that are geared towards locking the public out of their public land processes and not having the influence that they traditionally have had over federal land management. And we think that that management should be consistent with public values, and that the public is really important in ensuring that it is.
Topic here on the Jefferson Exchange is the Bear Grub Vegetation Management Project, or timber sale, but either way, it's called Bear Grub on BLM land in the Applegate Valley. Concerning Applegate Valley landowners, as you can hear, Luke Riediger and Marty Paul are guests on the exchange. You can join in at 800-838-3760 by phone. Send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Another email from Liza in Applegate Valley. A couple of questions here, but she lands on this one. I'm not happy about logging in the Applegate Valley, but as a consumer of wood, I don't feel great about saying log somewhere else, not in my backyard. Why should we protect this place versus another? Is there any aspect of the Bear Grub timber sale that is okay? Thanks for that, Liza. Luke, why don't you take that?
Well, I would say that, you know, part of the issue here in the Applegate Valley and in the Bear Creek watershed, which is adjacent, is that these are some of the driest forests in Western Oregon. And we're really concerned that the level of harvest currently proposed cannot be sustained into the future and will compromise a lot of important public values such as fire risks, wildlife values, climate resilience, and other things. And these impacts are simply not worth the timber that will be produced from these lands. And we do not believe that the level of harvest can be sustained into the future. So we're really concerned that this location and the aridity and the kind of marginal forest sites that exist there are not suitable for the kind of industrial group selection or clear-cut logging that's being proposed. These are public lands, and we think that the projects that are proposed on those lands should have public benefit. Historically, the Applegate Neighborhood Network has not been opposed to fire fuels management or to even a certain amount of commercial timber harvest. In fact, in 2014, we designed the Ned's Bar Timber Sale Community Alternative, which proposed commercial logging in parts of the Applegate Valley. So we're not necessarily opposed to the concept of management in some of these forests. We are concerned and we were proposed about the implications of that management on this landscape. We also think that a lot of this timber sale that is proposed in the Wellington Wildlands and on the East Applegate Ridge Trail are detrimental to the recreational values in that area, which are also important to the economic viability and vitality of the Applegate Valley and surrounding areas as well.
Okay, a phone call here from Dave in Williams. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Luke Riediger and Marty Paul. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'd like to hear more about the impacts of recreational resources around here, because it seems that the only new trail building and recreation that's been going on for years in the Applegate has been citizen-driven by volunteers and a lot of people to building trails. And when I heard it's timber sale units are planned right adjacent to the East Applegate Ridge Trail and perhaps in the Wellington Wildlands, which I know people around here have been working for a long time to protect. It really makes me wonder, you know, what's BLM's goal with this if they're not willing to talk to people in the community and they're not willing to respect the work that's been put in by the community to create these community-supported resources. How do we expect the BLM to work with us in the future when that's their response in a situation like this regarding a timber sale that a lot of people seem to be questioning?
Okay, thanks for that, Dave. Appreciate it. So we've talked about the cut down to the East Applegate Ridge Trail. Any additional trail building or anything like that wrapped up in this project, Luke?
Well, the East Applegate Ridge Trail, as Dave from Williams there alluded to, was funded, designed, and supported by the communities here in the Applegate Valley and the Rogue Valley. So it was a real community effort. And it does feel sort of like a punch in the gut after many years of putting in those efforts that the BLM immediately plans a timber sale in and around the Applegate Ridge Trail. So a lot of this is going to be happening adjacent to the trail with these group selection cuts and also in the view shed of the trail. And then also the Applegate Ridge Trail is proposed to extend from Jacksonville to Grants Pass and then tie into what's called the Jack Ash Trail, which would extend from Jacksonville to Ashland. So there's a big vision here in the Applegate and Rogue Valleys to have this interconnected non-motorized trail that connects communities and provides access to public land throughout the Applegate watershed. And there are proposed timber sale units on portions of that trail that have not been built, but the community is in the process of trying to get approval on. So that's out in the Wellington Wildlands area. Mm-hmm. And then also in the mountains between, say, Talent and the Little Applegate Valley up there where the Jack Ash Trail is proposed to extend from Jacksonville to Ashland. So there are those recreational impacts that folks are concerned about. And they do impact a lot of, you know, really heavily supported community projects here in the Applegate Valley and in the Rogue Valley, such as the Jack Ash Trail and the Applegate Ridge Trail, that we think would provide a really big benefit to the communities and the people of southwestern Oregon.
Right. The BLM's information on the Bear Grove Vegetation Management Project indicates that once the draft environmental assessment is released, the public comment period is tentatively scheduled for late May 2020. I know there was supposed to be a meeting of the Applegate Neighborhood Network back on March 1st. Marty Paul, in the seconds we have left, did that happen?
No. Well, we did actually have a meeting in March. That's right. And at that point, formed a committee to start outreach to make our community aware of what bear grub entails and to muster support to prevent this widespread destruction of our view sheds, our forests, and as Luke said, a return to old forest management practices that have been proven to be detrimental.
All right, more to come on this. Luke Riediger and Marty Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.